Hey everybody, Johnny Storm, don't speak. News you're not supposed to speak about. Well, from RT.com, global economic growth may have reached peak due to trade tensions. Now what they're saying here is that expansion in the global economy is slowing down as uncertainties intensify. That's according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. And its latest economic outlook for both 2018 and 2019 was less positive than it had predicted in May. Escalating trade tensions, tightening financial conditions in emerging markets, and political risk could further undermine strong and sustainable medium trade growth worldwide. So they're going to blame this on the trade war, this upcoming crash, because emerging markets are crashing because the Fed turned off the money spigots, the quantitative easing. So that brings me to this article here by Brandon Smith from altmarket.com. This article was posted on the shgfplan.com. But he posted reasons here that they would blame this trade war for the economic crash. Now here's what he wrote. The trade war provides cover for de-dollarization. With emerging markets previously addicted to easy money from the Fed, dollars were used to provide artificial support for the ailing economies. Now with the Fed raising interest rates and cutting the balance sheet, that flow of dollars is drying up. I'm not going to read all this to you, but I will put the link in the description, as always. So number two, the trade war provides a rationale for dumping U.S. treasuries. Russia is already well ahead of this process, dumping at least half their U.S. treasuries in a single month. It's only a matter of time before China uses the same method as retaliation for U.S. tariffs. Now number three, the trade war provides cover for inflation. With ever-increasing tariffs on goods and materials from around the world, retail prices are only going to spike higher, but the real inflation danger will come from the Fed. True inflation is already well above Fed targets. The money creation that the central bank used to stall the debt crisis created an even bigger bubble in the dollar itself. Number four, the trade war provides cover for a renewed market crash. As the Fed launched its bailout measures and quantitative easing, it was emerging market stocks that first began to climb exponentially out of the deep pit caused by the debt crisis. U.S. and European stocks followed to the insane bull market highs witnessed recently. Now, as the Fed restricts stimulus and cuts its balance sheet, it is emerging markets that are crashing first. The question is, will Western markets follow them down? I believe they absolutely will. Now, number five, the trade war provides cover for the demonization of conservative ideals. The concept of tariffs on foreign goods in order to encourage localized production and self-sufficiency is a tactic as old as America itself. It is conservative in nature and can be an effective measure in the right hands. That said, it requires an existing manufacturing base and relatively stable economic conditions. A debt-addled economy desperately clinging to the reserve status of its currency and fiat inflation for life is the worst environment to launch tariffs. The bottom line is that America has little to no leverage against its competitors because we are more dependent on them than they are on us. And he's absolutely right in everything he just pointed out there. Especially that last part. We don't have the economic leverage to be engaging in trade wars with anyone. We import far more items, and we're going to start feeling the pinch here soon as Trump's new tariffs take effect. Everyday household goods will get more expensive. And then they'll blame the inflation on the trade war, which will have some responsibility. But all of this was coming anyway, and they're using this as cover, just as the previous article said, and as this one is titled as well, How the Trade War Helps Hide Central Bank Sabotage of the Economy. So that's what's coming in the economic front. Now, just real quick, I found this story too. Russian MOD refused claim IL-20 was hit due to failure in friend-foe identification. Now, what they're saying here is that when they export weapon systems like the S-200 to Syria, that they do not send the Russian identifier codes with the system. Each individual country has their own setup that they put into these missile systems, so it doesn't shoot down their own aircraft. So they weren't pre-programmed with the Russian plane codes, as some people have speculated in the comments. So it is not impossible, it would not have been impossible, I should say, for Israel to use this plane as a shield against the Syrian missiles. And that's exactly what they did. That's what the Russian Ministry of Defense is claiming anyway. So that's down here. The Russian Defense Ministry said on Tuesday that the Israeli military deliberately created a dangerous situation by using the Russian aircraft as a shield against Syrian defense systems. So that's how they were able to do it. The Syrians did not have all the Russian pre-programmed codes that say the Russians would put in up around Moscow. Syria has their own identifiers, and I'm sure they had the F-16s from the Israeli Air Force in there. But like I said, since they didn't have the Russian codes pre-programmed, they took the Russian plane out instead. Israel used it as a shield. So there you go. All right, that's all I got for now. I'll be working on the website today, so I won't be broadcasting much unless something big comes up. So God bless, take care. Johnny Storm, don't speak.